Click, clack. Click, clack. Your self-control is never coming back. Not after this session. You love high heels, don't you? Love seeing the way they wrap around the feet of sexy ladies and give them so much beauty and presence. Remember that. The next time you find yourself in a sticky situation, are you with me? Then be with me. Don't think about anything else except the sound of my voice and how much it relaxes you. Give in to that desire to fall deeply and let the deepest inner workings of your mind come forward. Let go of your deepest tensions so you can let fly your darkest desires, like your desire to come for high-heeled shoes. Is a sexy woman's look really complete without a sleek, statuesque pair of pumps? You love the way they support her long, sexy legs. The way they bring out the best in her calves. But most of all, you love the way they lace around her pretty little feet. The way they lift up her rounded heels just so. Heeled sandals are a special treat because they display her perfectly painted little toes and puts them right out in the open where you could kneel right down and lick them. Theoretically, of course. But no matter the various details, all heels have one thing in common. That bold, beautiful arch. Curvaceous, perfectly shaped heels are the ultimate throne to seat a woman's feet. It's a thing of beauty. Your mind recognizes, and your erection heartily agrees. Naturally, both mind and cock are on the same page when you see a woman's feet in heels. But your horniness for feet is so intense that it doesn't even take a visual to get you off. All it takes is a word. The word feet is already triggering and arousing for you. I've made sure of that. So you know what it means to experience a horny sound. But from this point onward, the word heels has the same effect on you as do its equivalents like stilettos and pumps. You know all about pumps, don't you? That's what you used to give your hard dick whenever you were so horny for feet that you felt the need to come immediately. But you'll soon find that that's no longer necessary. In fact, it's not even possible. Because the moment you hear these words, a chain reaction is immediately set off in your brain. One that gets the orgasm process started quickly and ends it quickly. It's the perfect catalyst for hands-free, premature ejaculation. Heels is one of your special triggers that makes you come suddenly. It's your foot fetishism that makes it possible. You're already so embarrassingly weak for feet that all it takes is the knock of a feather to bring you down. One moment, one word, hell, one syllable, and you're going light in the head. Weak in the knees as you buckle under the strain of one ferocious climax. Feels so good. If not a little bit scary to spin out of control for the word heels. Someone could be talking simply about the backs of their own feet, or being on someone's proverbial heels. But it makes your cock no difference. It doesn't care about the context to your deeply programmed and highly fetishized brain. It means one thing and one thing only. Time to come. Fucking hard, fast, and explosively. No warning light and no breaks. No time to say no. No time to say wait or stop or let me grab a tissue first. There is only time for your dick to briefly stiffen and your balls to pulse and tighten before you're exploding into a galaxy of pleasure. A heels-induced orgasm springs upon you in an instant and runs its course unchecked. Unlike walking in heels, there's no one step at a time when it comes to the way you orgasm for the word heels. Instead, every step happens all at once. Arousal, stimulation, climax, and resolution all occur in a cluster and at lightning speed. This trigger works every time. And it works especially well in conjunction with your other triggers. In conjunction with your other triggers, like foot and feet. That's not too hard to come by. Because heels and feet go together like dick and balls. Like fucking and coming. These words set you off so hard and fast that you don't know what hit you. And it happens whether you like it or not. But you very much do I get? Don't you? It shows you what your mind and body are truly capable of when they're under my control. What an immaculate feeling. That realization that you're creaming off in your pants with no preamble. It never gets old. And it never stops. As long as there's someone in person or on TV, on the radio, in a movie, on a podcast, or even in a book to casually mention the word heels, then you'll always have a surefire way to come instantaneously. Always so sleek and sexy to look at. Always such a hot concept when it comes to foot fetishism. Always such an erotic word to get triggered to. Your brain is not your own anymore. You're not guaranteed timeliness or dignity or the courtesy of delay when subjected to any of your trigger words, including hose, heels, and feet. So proceed with caution. Otherwise, you could end up in a serious mess. A wet, sticky mess that's not so easy to hide. But when it all goes down, just remember you have only yourself to blame. And maybe me. A little bit. But I'm only giving you what you've asked for. Letting this fetish ride you hard is what you've chosen. And you can safely suppose that when you choose a life of excitement, eroticism, and hard, deep mind-fucking, danger will always be nipping at your heels.